Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Sheni of Kisavo, which is actually read as part of the reading on Shabbos Mincha on Monday and Thursday as well, but it's the second Aliyah, deals with the topic of Vidoy Meiser. Now, Vidoy Meiser, discussed this a little bit in the Rambam Chabura, right? It's one of the two kinds of Vidoy we have in the Torah, the primary Vidoy. Of course, we associate with Vidoy Al HaChet, which is discussed back in Sefer Bamidbar, in the context of Korbanos, but of course it transcends the realm of Korbanos. But there's a lot to be sort of gleaned from the world of Vidoy Meiser for, you know, Vidoy in general, as Chazal referred to it. And here, the, you know, operative expression is V'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, that you should say in front of Hashem. And that corresponds to, obviously, how the Rambam codified the halacha, the entire process, both of tshuva slash Vidoy, or tshuva hyphen Vidoy, if you prefer, sheyashuv achotem v'micheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, or, you know, as the Rambam writes about V'yisvada lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, both in the Yad HaChazaka, as well as in the Sefer HaMitzos, in the Minyan HaKatzar, and in many different places. That Vidoy is an act which takes place, an act of speech, Dibur, which takes place, V'yamarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Now, here, clearly, even though the Rambam takes the position, as we've discussed in other contexts, that hisnakos b'ma'amar, that it's a way of sort of purging ourselves of, you know, not following through when it comes to bikurim, or truma, or trumas meiser, or meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser ani, mishandling them in any way, lo v'yarti mene b'tamei, lo achalti v'oni mimenu, lo nasati menu lemeis, whatever exactly that means. Rashi says, aron v'tachrichim, the Rambam says, non-life-sustaining elements. The Ramban is skeptical of that interpretation. But whatever it is, right, it's saying that, you know, asiti kechol asher tzivisani. So what I think is very significant to point out in this context, in the context of Vidoy Meiser, is the idea of there being two models of Vidoy in the Torah. There's obviously Vidoy al-Chayt, as we've already noted, v'hisvadu es chatasam asher asu, back in Sefer Bamidbar, and certainly this time of year, that's the kind of Vidoy that's on our minds. But the fact that the Torah presents an alternative method of Vidoy, or an alternative model of Vidoy, if you will, lo avarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti, asisi kechol asher tzivisani, and therefore ashkifa mima'on kad shecha min ha-shamayim, v'orecha samcha es Yisrael b'yis ha-dama, asher nasata lano, kasher nishbat la-voseinu, eretz zavas chalab u'dbash. So the fact that that model is there, the fact that that model exists, is highly significant, because it deals with how we can best conduct a tshuva process, in my opinion. A member of Lichtenstein Zatzal, hearing the recording, I was not alive for it, in 1967, when the Rav's mother passed away. So Rav Lichtenstein commented that one of her strengths was the ability to see things in a balanced perspective, and to celebrate, you know, religious achievement. That was something that she thought was very important to spiritual development, not obviously in a self-aggrandizing way, but for a person to be able to say, you know, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, divarnu dofi, and mean it, right, and to really take stock of it. So it has to be counterbalanced by, you know, well, what exactly did I do right? Asisi kechol asher tzivisani. And even if we can't say kechol asher tzivisani, or lo avarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti, right, a person has to be able to take a step back and say, well, wait, you know, I did achieve something. And therefore, you know, the areas that I didn't achieve, it's not, you know, that I'm just beating myself up for, you know, beating myself up, but it's, there's more MS involved, because it's a more objective assessment. There's, right, evidence that's being weighed on both sides, number one. And number two, right, a person isn't, this is the most important point, a person isn't crushed by the experience, but a person knows that they can be successful. Right, lo avarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti, a person understands that, you know, if they're committed, just like they have succeeded in other areas, they can succeed in areas where heretofore they have fallen short. And so Vidoy Meiser is extremely important, you know, well beyond the agricultural cycle. What it has to do with, in the end, is taking stock. Ki sechale la'aser. And taking stock is a process of, you know, evaluating what's gone right, what's gone wrong. Maybe the primary emphasis is improving on what's gone wrong, but to do that, one really needs to have an appreciation of those things that are very much in order. V'yamarta, lifnei Hashem Elokecha, biyarti hakodesh min habayis.